Extract from the Holy Palmarian Bible. Eighth part. The Wisdom Books of David and Solomon. Book 1. The Psalms of David. Preface. 1. King David, inspired by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Book of Psalms in the course of his long reign. The Psalms in his book are sacred compositions which David himself, after writing them, put to music. He gave them to the choristers to sing in the temple, accompanied by various musical instruments, some of which were of his own designing. 2. The principal aim of the Psalms is the glorification of God, the exaltation of His holy law and the pondering of the sublime figure of our Lord Jesus Christ, His lofty mysteries, and the sublime figure of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. The Psalms also contain hymns of thanksgiving, moral admonitions and reproofs, announcements of rewards and punishments in the life to come, and exhortations to move souls to sincere repentance for their sins, and also to detestation and avoidance of sin. 3. In many of the Psalms the one who prays, calls out, blesses and praises is Christ Himself, sometimes as God, at other times as man, now as reparator and redeemer, now as judge and remunerator, and also as soul and head of the church, according to her stages. Many of the Psalms are of a penitential nature, as in them David portrays his own misery, his repentance and God's mercy, all of which applies to men in general as wretched and sinful creatures. 4. David's personality stands out and transcends, not solely for his kingly rank, but above all for his prophetical office, for he was one of the foremost prophets to foretell particulars concerning the Messias. David's prophetical vision extended over the past, present and future, so that there are psalms which the holy prophet situates in periods outside his own lifetime but which he lived through in prophetical vision. The book of Psalms or Psalter was written entirely by the prophet Saint David. The name Psalter comes from the musical instrument called psaltery frequently used to accompany the recital of these sacred writings. Psalm 1. Happiness of the righteous and unhappiness of sinners. Happy the man who does not heed the counsel of the ungodly, nor follow the ways of sinners, whose lips do not utter aberrant and foul convictions, but whose wish is to fulfill God's law, and meditate upon it day and night. He will be like the tree planted beside a stream of running water, whose leaves shall never fall, which will yield its fruit in due season. For he will always prosper in his undertakings. Such shall not be the fate of the ungodly, who will be like straw wafted away by the wind, and will not sit in the eternal assembly of the just, since on the day of judgment they shall be condemned. For God knows the good ways of the just, and the bad ways of the ungodly. Psalm 2. Christ is God's anointed. Why do the wicked rebel against God, and the ungodly nations scheme subversive plans against Him? Many kings of earth have leagued up with the princes of hell to make war on God and on His anointed, saying, "Let us reject His authority and shake off the yoke of His law." But the Lord who dwells in the heavens will be avenged on them at the appointed time, when He manifests His holy wrath to them, and they shall be consternated at His fury. This is what Christ Himself manifests through my lips. The Father has constituted me, His anointed, king over Sion, which is His church, and over every creature, to preach His holy law with zeal. For the Lord said to me, "You are my Son. This day I have begotten you. I give you the peoples as inheritance, and beneath your dominion I place the entire universe. You shall govern with the rigor of your merciful justice. You shall crush as though a vessel of clay whoever resists you. Now then, O kings of the earth, understand that above you there is another more powerful king. Serve him with holy fear and rejoice in him. Act with prudence, you who rule the nations. Accept God's teachings and put them into practice, lest, because of your ungodliness, you perish forever before the Lord's wrath. For when the holy wrath of God, without warning, manifests itself in judgment, blessed shall be those who have trusted in His anointed. In the expression 'the Lord said to me, you are my Son, this day I have begotten you,' is contained the doctrine of the divine word's eternal generation." Psalm 3. Joy in trusting God. Whenever I invoked Him, the God of justice heard me. You, O God, consoled my heart in tribulation. Have mercy on me, then, and hear my prayer. O foolish men, how long will you be senseless of heart? Why do you love vainglory and chase after deception? Know, then, that the Lord Almighty is He who has made His Holy One, the Anointed, admirable. And the Lord always hears. When we cry to Him through His Christ. Do violence to yourselves, and sin no more. In the solitude of your couches. Grieve for the evil that comes from your hearts. Offer holy sacrifices. And confide in the goodness of the Lord. Because many say distrustfully, who shall bring us to see the good things promised? Engraved upon us, O Lord, is the light of your divine face. And you gave joy to our hearts. If the lovers of this world feel content and satisfied at their plenteous wheat, oil and wine, I, on the contrary, my God, wish to sleep peacefully, resting in your promises. Because only in you, O Lord, is my hope assured. Psalm 4. Prayer of a righteous man. Hear, O Lord, my words, listen to my cry. Hearken to the voice of my supplications. O my King and my God. Because from morning, I will turn to you in prayer, and you shall hear my voice. From daybreak, I will come into your presence and will contemplate you. Because you are a God of goodness, and detest wrongdoing. You expel the wicked from your presence. And in your sight, the unrighteous cannot stand. O God, you detest all who do wrong, and confound all who speak falsehood. The bloodthirsty and the fraudulent you loathe, O Lord. But I, trustful of your infinite mercy, enter your temple, and prostrate myself before your presence, O my God. Guide me, O Lord, by the path of your justice. Make my ways upright in your sight, so that my soul may not fall into the snares of my enemies. Since words of truth do not issue from their lips, their hearts are full of vainglory and betrayal. Their throats are an open sepulchre. And with their tongues they continually plot deceit. O my God, judge them by your power. Frustrate their perverse designs. Cast them from your presence, as their utter godlessness deserves, given that they have rebelled against you. In contrast, O Lord, let all exult who turn to you, and place their hope in your mercy. They shall rejoice eternally, and you will abide in them forever. Since all who love your holy name will glory in you, because you fill the just man with blessings. Your benevolence, O Lord, covers us like a protective shield. Psalm 5. Prayer of a repentant sinner. O Lord, be not indignant, nor let your just wrath fall upon me. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am ill. Heal me, O Lord, for I am shaken to my very bones, and my soul is exceedingly troubled. Until when, O Lord, will you delay your succor? Lord, turn quickly towards me and free my soul. Save me by your mercy. For who, dying in your disfavor, shall return to you? And in hell, who will pay you tribute of praise? I am worn out by dint of so much grief. Every night I flood my bed with tears, and my eyes are now quite blind from weeping. I find myself become aged and feeble from the attacks of my enemies. Away with you, begone, all you who work iniquity. Because the Lord has heard the sound of my laments. The Lord has paid heed to my request, and has accepted my prayer. Utterly confounded and distressed, may my enemies be. May they be thoroughly ashamed, and forthwith convert to God. Psalm 6. Greatness of God the Creator. O God, our Lord, how admirable is your name in all the earth. Because your majesty is seen to be exalted above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you brought forth perfect praise, to silence the enemy and the persecutor. When I contemplate the heavens, work of your hands, the moon and the stars you created, I exclaim, what is man that you should be mindful of him? Or what is man that you should come to visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels, and crowned him with honor and glory, and have given him dominion over all the other works of your hands, since you placed them all at his feet. Sheep, oxen, beasts of the fields, birds of the air, fish of the sea that cleave the billows. O Lord, sovereign master of ours, how admirable is your name throughout the orb of the earth. In the expression, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings you brought forth perfect praise to silence the enemy and the persecutor, is foretold the reproach Christ would one day make in the temple to the chief priests, scribes and doctors of the law of the Pharisee and Sadducee sects, when they complained at the praise the children rendered to Jesus for the wonders he had performed. Psalm 7. The righteous trust in the Lord. My soul has its trust placed in the Lord. O my body! How then do you say to my soul? Fly like a bird, and hide yourself speedily up on the mount. For see here that sinners have tensed up their bow, and have arrows already within their quivers, to shoot in hiding at those who are upright of heart. Since the good which you did, they will not value as such, but repute as evil. Therefore my soul shall reply to you. With what will the righteous man's conscience reproach him? Trust in the Lord who is in his holy temple. Since the Lord has his throne in heaven, his eyes observe the humble, and his gaze scrutinizes the children of men. The Lord God tries the godly and the ungodly, and detests whoever loves wrongdoing. The Lord God will bring upon evildoers unceasing fire, brimstone and cold. And thus shall they drink eternally from the chalice of his holy wrath. For the Lord is just and, as he loves justice, only the upright will see his benign face eternally. Psalm 8. Prayer to the Lord to free his own from the wickedness of their enemies. Save me, Lord, because there is no longer pity in men, since your holy doctrine is despised, and your holy law and morals are trampled underfoot. Every one of them speaks vanities to his neighbor. Deceiving lips speak with duplicity of heart. Let the Lord destroy deceiving lips, and the arrogant tongues of those who say, we will rule with our tongues, since we are masters of our lips. Who is there to rule over us? But God says, for the sake of the needy who are oppressed, the destitute who groan, I will arise, and will rescue from danger all those who implore my succor, without anyone being able to prevent me. The words of the Lord are true and infallible doctrine. His law is holy, like silver refined in fire, seven times cleansed and purified. You, O Lord, will keep us and deliver us forever from this perverse generation, in these times in which the ungodly encompass us. Man's wickedness is extolled, and those faithful to you have their virtues despised. Psalm 9. Prayer to God in trial. Till when, O Lord, will you keep me in forgetfulness? Till when will I feel your countenance far from me? How long will my soul be repining, and my heart suffering? Till when will I be victim of my enemies? Look upon me and hear me benignly, O my Lord God. Enlighten my soul that it be not confounded. And my enemy say, I overcame him, I prevailed over him again. For those who harass me will rejoice if I fall. But I have placed my confidence in your mercy. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, my benefactor. And I will perform psalms in the name of the Lord Most High God. Psalm 10. The righteous man's security. During the chastisement of the ungodly, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. All have become corrupted and abominable in their desires. There is no one who does good, not a single one. The Lord from the heights of heaven looks down upon the children of men to see if there is among them a single person with discernment who seeks God. All have gone astray, altogether have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not a single one. Whitened sepulchres, open and reeking, are their throats. With their tongues they scheme duplicity. Asps' venom is in their words. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet trip lightly to shed innocent blood. Wherever they go they do harm, and sow calamity. They did not discern the way of true peace, lacking the fear of God in their souls. Will they perchance not realize one day that there is an avenging God? All those who do wrong and devour my people like scraps of bread, those who, despising God's mercy, did not invoke his help, will tremble with terror in their day. And those who take refuge in God's mercy will have no reason to fear anything, because God is with the righteous to protect and help them. You, O ungodly, scoff at and mock the destitute, because they put all their hope in him. But know that this Lord will never fail them. Let the Savior of Israel come now, and change the fortune of those who hope in him, and be motive for jubilation among his people. Psalm 11. Who will be worthy of heaven? Lord, who will dwell within the sheepfold of your sacred tabernacle? And who will repose within the heavenly kingdom of your holy mount? Whoever keeps himself without blemish, and does right, and speaks the truth that is within his heart. Who did not deceive with his tongue, nor did wrong to his neighbor, nor admitted from any other an injury against him. Who does not look ingratiatingly on the wrongdoer? Who honors the God-fearing man, and gives his word to his neighbor without guile? Who does not lend his money with usury, nor condemn the innocent, accepting a bribe? Whoever does right in this manner, then, shall rest forever in the heavenly kingdom of the holy mount, without ever being shaken. Psalm 12. The righteous man's hope in the Lord. Save me, O Lord, since I have my hope placed in you. I said to the Lord, you are my God, in you I have all my good. My delights are to be with your saints, whom I honor and imitate in their righteous doings, since they are reflections of your own sanctity. Though the ungodly multiply their delights, and hasten to follow their inordinate desires, I will not go by their depraved ways, nor will I even remember them, to speak their names. You alone, O Lord, are all my inheritance, since it is you who are to raise me to life for your kingdom. The most beautiful inheritance has fallen to my lot, which is the very possession of God. I will praise the Lord, then, who has given me to understand this, which, even during the night, my heart excites me to recall. I have the Lord ever present before me. He is at my right hand to sustain me. Thus my heart rejoices, and my tongue bursts forth in joyful song. Even my flesh will rest with the hope of the resurrection, by virtue that Christ my Saviour shall rise first from the dead. As he himself said to the Father, you will not leave my soul in heavenly glory long separated from my body, nor will you permit the body of your Holy One to see corruption. O Christ my Saviour, you made me know the ways of eternal life, in which you shall fill me with the joy of your countenance, and at your right hand I will delight forever. In the expression, you will not leave my soul in heavenly glory long separated from my body, nor will you permit the body of your Holy One to see corruption, is prophesied the prompt resurrection of Christ. For though his most glorious soul was separated from his deific body after his death on Calvary, within the third day both elements were united again at the resurrection of the deific body, incorruptible by nature. Psalm 13. David's triumphal chant. I love you, O Lord, my stronghold. The Lord is my steadfastness, my shelter and my deliverer. My God is my helper, and in him will I hope. He is my protector, the bastion of my health, and my stay. I will invoke the Lord praising him, and will be safe from my enemies. The agony of death closed in about my soul, and torrents of iniquity unsettled her. She felt dismay at the horrors of hell, when sin's ambushes took her by surprise. But, in my tribulation, I invoked the Lord and cried out to my God, and he heard my voice from on high. Since my cries reached his hearing, the Lord became indignant with my enemies, and at his holy wrath the earth quaked and trembled, and the foundations of the mountains shook. From God the smoke of his wrath came forth, and fire from the countenance of his Christ, that kindled the coals of the inextinguishable furnace, for perverse men's eternal chastisement. God, however, moved to compassion as well, came down from heaven as Saviour, and humbled himself even to death on the cross, to free us from slavery to the devil. He rose up upon cherubim, and flew as though borne on the wings of the wind, and his glory was hidden behind a thick veil. Then the clouds dissolved in hailstones and lighted coals, and the radiance of his majestic presence came to be seen, and the voice of the Supreme Judge, between lightning flashes, resounded like thunder, and God's upbraiding wrath terrified the reprobates, precipitating upon them the arrows of his malediction, and left all their wickedness uncovered, concealed until then, under the immensity of the waters, and in the bowels of the earth. Following the impetuous breath of his wrath, the Lord stretched his hand out from on high, took those who were his, withdrew them from the turbulence of the world, freed them from their infernal enemies, and from all others who detested virtue. The Lord then will come suddenly upon me, on the day of my tribulation, will be my protector, will draw me out to a spacious land, will save me because he loves me. The Lord's retribution will be in conformity with the rectitude of my life, and according to the merits of my deeds, because I kept the upright ways of the Lord, and did not proceed impiously against my God, because I kept his mandates before my eyes, and did not disregard his laws, because I proceeded without blemish in his presence, and kept myself from doing wrong. The Lord's retribution will be in conformity with the rectitude of my life, and according to the merits of my deeds, because the Lord shows himself kindly to the kindly, benign to the innocent, forthright to the pure, and sagacious to the perversely astute. Because you, O Lord, save the humble, and humble the proud. Lord, it is you who enlighten my soul, freeing it from darkness. By you I am freed from falling in temptation, and receive strength to overcome my troubles. The way of God is perfect. The word of the Lord is refined. He is the shield of all who turn to him. Who is like unto God? Who is more powerful than he? God is he who has girded me with strength, and made my ways to be without blemish. It is he who made my feet as fleet as the deer's, and raised me above the heights. Who trained my hands for combat, and my arms to tense the bow of bronze. You, my God, gave me your saving shield. Your right hand sheltered me, and your teachings instructed and corrected me. You cleared a broad way for my footsteps, and my feet did not falter. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and did not return till I saw them wiped out. I broke them, and they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. O Lord, you have girded me with valor for battle, overthrown beneath me those who resisted me, caused my enemies to flee, and destroyed those who hated me. They raised the cry, and there was no one to save them. They clamored to you without faith or piety, and you heard them not. I disperse them like dust before the wind. Like mud in the plaza I crush them. You freed me from the conflicts of my people, constituted me head of the nations. A strange people submitted to me loyally, obeying the commands of my voice, while the children of my people, as if they were aliens, told me untruths. For set in their evil way of life, they turned aside from the paths of righteousness. Long live the Lord, may my God be blessed, and may God my Saviour be exalted. God, who gave me the victory, and subjected the nations beneath me, himself delivered me from my violent enemies, and raised me high above those who resisted me. For all this I will praise you, Lord, among the nations, and will chant a psalm to your name. Since you gave great victories to your king, and acted mercifully towards your anointed, David, and towards his descendants forever. Psalm 14. The heavens sing forth the glory of the Lord. The heavens sing forth the glory of God. And the firmament announces the work of his hands. Each day transmits to the next the greatness of his name. And each night makes known to the next his wisdom. The language of the heavens is intelligible to all. Its sound rushes throughout the earth. And its words are revealed, even to the confines of the globe. Over the firmament, God set up his tent for the Son of Justice, which, like a royal spouse, arises from his nuptial couch, to travel his way like a giant. For he leaves one end of the heavens, and hastens to the other, without anything evading the heat of his empire. The law of the Lord is perfect and converts souls. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, and indoctrinates the simple. The commandments of the Lord are upright and gladden hearts. The precept of the Lord is luminous, and enlightens consciences. Holy is the fear of the Lord, and abides forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, and just in themselves, are more desirable than gold, and precious stones, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Hence your servant keeps them, and is thereby spiritually recompensed. But who in truth knows his own offenses? O Lord, cleanse me of those that are hidden from me, and pardon me those that have been the occasion of sin to others. Preserve your servant from falling into pride, lest it come to dominate him, that thus he may live without blemish, and not fall into the other faults. So then, the canticles of my lips will be gratifying before you, O Lord. And you will be present forever. In the thoughts of my heart. O my God and Lord. My helper and my redeemer. Psalm 15. Prayer of Christ on the cross to the Heavenly Father. My God, look upon me. Why have you forsaken me? Others' sins, which I have taken upon me, have set me far from your comforting. My Father, I cry to you by day and you do not listen to me. By night and you do not heed me. But I confess, however, that you are the saint of saints, the glory of Israel that dwells in the tabernacle. In you did our fathers hope, and you delivered them from their hardships and trials. On you did they call, and were saved. In you did they trust, and were not forsaken. But I am a worm and no man, the reproach of men and outcast of the people. All who see me make fun of me, murmur with their lips, and ironically wag their heads, saying, Look, he trusted in the Lord. Then let the Lord deliver him now from the cross, and save him, if in truth he loves him. But you are my hope, my refuge and my Father. From the virginal womb of my mother, you wondrously brought me forth, and gave me to enjoy security, nursing at her breasts. O Heavenly Father! At birth I was placed in your provident arms. Therefore do not forsake me, because I am troubled. And there is no one to help me. My enemies surround me like insolent bullocks. And I am beset by ferocious bulls that charge upon me. Who open their mouths against me? Like roaring, raging lions. Like water, my blood has been poured out. And all my bones have been pulled out of joint. But they did not break a single one of them. My heart melts within me, as wax beside a fire. My vigor dried up like wasteland, and my tongue cleaved to my throat, and to dust of death they have reduced me. For many dogs surrounded me, and a council of blackguards beleaguered me. They pierced my hands and my feet, and all my bones can be numbered. They shared my garments out among them, and for my tunic they cast lots. They, rejoicing at my suffering, observe and contemplate me. O Eternal Father! Do not, however, take the succor of my mother away from me. She, my auxiliatrix and defender in this cause, as co-redemptrix of humanity, deliver her, O my Father, from physical death. When the sword cruelly transfixes her soul, in the dolorous birth of my mystical body, since my mother's soul is one with mine, the mystical soul of the Church, from furious dogs, O my Father, deliver her who is your only begotten daughter. In fullness of grace from the beginning, save my mystical body from the mouth of the infernal lion. Through my sacred ministers, I will announce your name to humanity and will proclaim your praise in the midst of the Church. I will perpetuate my bloody sacrifice by means of Holy Mass and will fulfill my promise of salvation to those who avail themselves of the graces. Then the poor and simple will be satiated. Those who seek you, O Father, will sing your praises, and shall possess eternal life. O Heavenly Father, by virtue of my sacrifice upon the cross, from all the ends of the orb men will be converted to you, and from all races and peoples will prostrate themselves before your presence. Because yours is the kingdom, O Father, you who rule over the nations. Therefore, all the powerful of the earth will submit to you. Following this sacrifice of mine, O Father, my soul will again rejoice at your right hand, in the fullness of glory with which you created it. And all the children of my Church, like true descendants of mine, will serve you, and announce your justice to the peoples, who shall be regenerated by grace, saying, The Heavenly Father did these wonders, through his only begotten, the Saviour Messias. Christ on the cross recited this Psalm 15 in its entirety. Psalm 16. The Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In pastures green he feeds me, and in cool waters refreshes me. And when I went astray, he came out in search of me to bring me back to the fold. Out of his pure love and goodness, he leads me by upright ways. Though I should find myself amid the storms of death, I will fear nothing, because he is with me. His staff guides me and his rod protects me. In the dire distress to which my enemies have reduced me, he prepares me a table with savory food. gives me to drink from his overflowing chalice. And with suavest oil anoints my head. His mercy and his grace follow me all the days of my life, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 17. Christ, King of the universe. The universe with all it holds is the Lord's. The earth with all its inhabitants is the Lord's. He created it and laid its foundations secure against the surging of the sea and the incursion of the rivers. Who, then, will be worthy to stand in the presence of God and dwell in his holy place? He who is innocent of hand and clean of heart, whose soul was not attached to vanities, nor did he pledge his word falsely to his neighbor. He it is who will receive the blessing of the Lord and the mercy of God our Savior. This is the generation of those who seek the face of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. O angel princes, raise up the gates of heaven higher, to let the King of glory enter in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty and powerful. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Psalm 18. Entreaty for protection and pardon. To you, O Lord, have I lifted up my spirit. In you, my God, have I put my trust. I will not be confounded, nor will my enemies mock me. Because no one who hopes in you will be deceived. May those who do wrong be covered with confusion. Show me, Lord, your ways, and teach me your paths. Indoctrinate me in your truth. Because you are God my Savior, and every day I hope in you. Remember, Lord, your infinite pity and mercy, and forget the sins of my life, and all that I have offended you as well out of ignorance. Remember me, according to your mercy and your goodness. Sweet and upright is the Lord, because he gave his holy law, so as to teach sinners the way of life, and direct the meek and humble, in accord with his righteousness. All the ways of the Lord are of mercy and truth, for those who keep his covenant and his precepts. For the glory of your name, O Lord, pardon my sins, however great they be. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He who has followed the way prescribed in his holy law. His soul will rejoice in abundant graces, will enjoy dominion over his passions, and afterwards eternal happiness. A stronghold is the Lord for those who fear him, and he will make them partakers of his secrets. My eyes are always fixed on the Lord, because he will draw my feet out of the snares my enemies lay for me. Look upon me and take pity on me, O Lord, for I am alone and forsaken. The tribulations of my heart have multiplied. Lighten the anguish I suffer. Look at my abasement and my toil, and forgive all my sins. See how my enemies have multiplied, and with violent hatred have detested me. Preserve my soul and deliver me. Let me not be confounded, when I have always hoped in you. All the righteous and innocent have joined with me in this supplication, because I have always hoped in you. Deliver, O God, your church from all her trials. Psalm 19. Confidence in God. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is protector of my life. At whom shall I tremble? When the malign assault me, and their armies encamp about me, I will place my trust in you, and my heart will not fear. One thing alone do I ask of you, Lord, to live forever in your heavenly mansion. O Lord, hear my voice crying out. Take pity on me and listen to me. My heart speaks to you. My eyes seek you out. Your countenance I search for, Lord. Hide not your countenance from me, nor withdraw displeased from your servant. You are my help. Do not forsake me nor despise me. God my Savior. Show me your way, Lord, and lead me by the right path, to deliver me from my enemies. Hope in the Lord, O my soul. Conduct yourself with valor. Strengthen yourself and await the Lord with confidence. Psalm 20. Hymn to the power and providence of God. Rejoice, O righteous, in the Lord. Praise him, those of upright heart. Sing to the Lord with zither. Chant to him with psaltery. Sing to him a new song, and in his honor merrily play the lyre. Because the word of the Lord is upright, and every work of his, consummate. He loves justice, and the earth is full of his mercy. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and by the breath of his mouth. All the angelic hosts. He gathers the waters of the sea within their limits, and holds back the waves in their basins. Fear the Lord, all the earth, and reverence him, all the inhabitants of the orb, because he wished things to be made, and they were created at his command. He it is who governs the world by his providence, over and above men's designs. He reproves the thoughts of the peoples, whose schemes oppose his divine plans. The designs of the Lord last forever. The thoughts of his heart are from generation to generation. Blessed are they who have the Lord as their God, and they whom he chose for himself. From heaven the Lord looks down, and beholds all the children of men. From his heavenly mansion, which he holds in readiness for his own, he observes all who inhabit the earth. He it is who formed the hearts of them all, and who knows all their doings. God's providence encompasses all things. Without divine help, the king can do nothing in battle, however numerous his army may be. Nor can the warrior overcome, however great his valor. Nor, with all its agility and strength, is the horse of any use. The eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope in his mercy, to save their souls from death, and to feed them in time of famine. My soul hopes in the Lord, because he is my helper and protector. In him my heart rejoices, and in his holy name I put my trust. May your mercy be upon me, according as I hope in you. Psalm 21. The fear of God and its reward. I will bless the Lord at all times. My lips will praise him always. My soul glories in the Lord. Let the humble hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together in unison. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and brought me forth from all my trials. Turn to him and you will be enlightened, and your faces will never be made to blush. See there, the poor man pleaded, and the Lord heard him. The angel of the Lord will be watchful about those who fear him, and will deliver them. Taste and see how sweet is the Lord. Bless the man who hopes in him. Fear the Lord, all you his saints, since nothing is wanting to those who fear him. The powerful will become impoverished and hungry, but those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Hold back your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking untruths. Keep away from wrong, and do good. Seek peace of heart, and follow it. The eyes of the Lord are attentive to the glances of the just, and his hearing to their cry. The countenance of the Lord rejects the wicked, to erase their memory from the earth. The just cried out, and the Lord heard them, and delivered them from all their trials. The Lord is close to the contrite heart, and saves the humble of spirit. Many are the trials of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them from them all. The Lord keeps all his bones, and not a single one will be broken. Wretched is the death of hardened sinners, and those who detest the upright will be chastened. The Lord will deliver the souls of his servants from eternal death, and those who hope in him will not be eternally chastised. The expression, "the angel of the Lord will come about those who fear him, and will deliver them," speaks of the pre-existence of the most divine soul of Christ, and of his intervention in favor of the servants of God to free them from their enemies. In the expression, "the Lord keeps all his bones, and not a single one will be broken," is foretold that not one of Christ's bones would be broken in his passion and death. Psalm 22. Prayer against unjust persecutors. Fight, Lord, against those who war against me. Take up arms and shield, and rise up on my behalf. Unsheathe the sword and hem those in who persecute me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. May they be discomfited and shamefaced, those who assail my soul. Let them draw back and be confounded, those who devise ills against me. Let them be like a straw before the wind, and the angel of the Lord hem them in. Let their way be tenebrous and slippery, and the angel of the Lord pursue them. Inasmuch as without cause they set a trap for me, without cause they dug out a grave for me in life. You have seen it, Lord, do not withdraw from me. Rise up, and keep watch in my defense. My God, come out in favor of my cause. Judge me, Lord, according to your justice. My God, may they not revel at my hurt. May they not say in their hearts, "We have devoured him." May all as one be swept away, shamefaced. Who rejoice at my discomfort? Let confusion and ignominy cover those who rise up against me. Rejoice and be happy those who favor my cause. And say always, "May the Lord be magnified." Who wills his servant salvation? And with praises my tongue will celebrate your justice perpetually. The expressions, "The angel of the Lord hem them in and the angel of the Lord pursue them," refer to the pre-existence of the most divine soul of Christ and his interventions in favor of the servants of God to deliver them from their enemies. Psalm 23. Goodness of God and malice of man. Ill will dwells in the heart of the ungodly man. Who has banished from his soul the holy fear of God, and flatters himself that no one detests, or will chastise his faults. The words of his lips are perversity and deceit. He ceased to be discerning and to do good. Folly and wrongdoing are the pattern of his life. He finds himself caught up on the way of evil, without troubling to detest wickedness. But the goodness of God exceeds all malice, since his mercy is infinite, and faithfulness to his promises is without limit. Your righteousness, Lord, is like an inaccessible mount. Your judgments an unfathomable abyss. How wondrous, Lord, is your providence, because with it you can serve men and beasts. How surpassingly abundant is your grace, O Lord. Those who hope in you gather beneath the shadow of your wings, and will be inebriated by the plenty of your house. And you will give them to drink of the torrent of your delights. Because in you is the fount of life, and in your light we shall see the eternal light. Extend, Lord, your mercy to those who acknowledge you, and your justice to the upright of heart. Permit not pride to take hold of me, nor impiety to separate me from you. Because thus fell those who now work iniquity, and on stumbling could not keep their footing. The expression, "those who hope in you gather beneath the shadow of your wings, and will be inebriated by the plenty of your house, and you will give them to drink of the torrent of your delights. Because in you is the fount of life, and in your light we shall see the eternal light," refers to the happiness possessed by the earth's inhabitants in the messianic kingdom, and how their souls will yet enjoy the beatific vision there, through the lumen glory or light of the soul of Christ. But, above all, the happiness of eternal blessedness is referred to. Psalm 24. The special providence of God towards the just. Envy not the wicked, nor imitate their bad example, because they will be quickly dried up like hay, and wither up as the green grass. Hope in the Lord and do good, so that you may dwell on earth in peace, and be pastured in the truth. Put your delights in the Lord. He will assent to the petitions of your heart. Recommend your purposes to the Lord and hope in him, and he will do what is best for you. He will make your righteousness shine out like light, and your rights like noonday brightness. Submit to the Lord, and pray to him. Envy not the man who prospers in his wrongdoing, nor him who commits injustice. Set aside your anger and passion. Imitate not the sins of others, because those who proceed with malice aforethought will be wiped out. But those who hope in the Lord shall possess the earth. The day will come when the ungodly will be banished forever from the earth, but the meek shall inherit the earth forever, where they will delight in plenteous peace. Until then, the sinner will harass the just and gnash his teeth at him. But the Lord foils the ungodly, because he foresees the end of their days. Meanwhile, the ungodly will unsheathe their swords and tense their bows to ruin the lowly and the hapless, to undo the upright of heart. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little of the righteous than the great opulence of the ungodly, because the arms of the ungodly will be broken, while the Lord sustains the righteous. God knows the days of the righteous man. His inheritance will be eternal, and he will not be confounded on the day of judgment. Rather will his hunger be fully appeased. But the ungodly will perish, and after being honored and extolled by the world, will be entirely dispelled like smoke. The ungodly receives loans and does not repay, but the righteous has compassion and gives. Those whom God blesses shall possess the earth, and those whom he curses shall be destroyed. The Lord directs the steps of whoever acts uprightly, and approves of his way. When fallen, he will not remain prostrate, because the Lord shall raise him up with his hand. Separate yourself then from evil, and do good, so that you abide forever. Because the Lord loves the righteous, and will not forsake his saints. The lips of the just shall pour out wisdom, and his tongue shall speak with integrity. For the law of God is in his heart, and his steps do not falter. The ungodly harasses the just, and seeks out some way to slay him. But the Lord will not leave him in his hand, and will save him when judged by the ungodly. Hope in the Lord and keep to his ways, and he will raise you up. Observe virtue. Keep your innocence and attend to what is right. Thus prosperity and happiness await you. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. He is their refuge in time of trial. And the Lord helps and delivers them, and preserves them because they resort to him. Psalm 25. Christ's prayer to the Father, as propitiatory victim of his holy wrath that he is by having taken upon himself the sins of mankind. Lord, do not reprove me in your fury, nor chastise me in your holy wrath. Because your arrows have pierced me, and upon me have you laid your hand. There is nothing sound in my flesh, on account of your indignation, nor anything unscathed in my bones, through the sins I have taken upon myself. Because the grievousness of sin has crowned my head with thorns, and placed upon my shoulder the heavy cross. I am covered with wounds, due to the great impiety of my enemies. I go bowed down and utterly wearied, beneath the wood of the cross, and there is no sound part in my body. All my desire is before you, Lord, and my groans are not hidden from you. My heart is perturbed. My strength has forsaken me, and even the light of my eyes is lacking. The children of my people itself are against me, and my own, who were at my side, have abandoned me. But I made myself as one deaf, and as one dumb who opens not his mouth. Because in you, Lord, will I hope. You will hear me, Lord my God. For I said, lest at some time my enemies gloat over me, and while my feet are faltering, speak arrogantly against me. Because I am ready for scourges, and my suffering is always before me. My enemies have become stronger than I, and those who unjustly detest me have grown in number. Those who return ill for good complain of me, because I keep to what is right. Do not forsake me, Lord my God, nor separate yourself from me. Come quickly to my aid, Lord my God. Psalm 26. Prayer of the Suffering Christ. Confidently I hoped in the Lord, and he heard my entreaties and listened to my cry. He took me from a lake of misery, and from out of a muddy quagmire. He set my feet upon stone, and straightened out my footsteps. And he placed on my lips a new song, a hymn to our God with words of the Messias. Blessed is he who set his hope in the Lord, and did not turn his eyes to vanities and deceitful follies. Many, Lord, are the wonders you wrought, and there is no one to compare with you in your thoughts. I announced them, and I spoke. They are more than can be counted. Sacrifice and oblation you no longer desired, and you appropriated a body for me. Holocaust and victim for sin you no longer besought. Then I said, behold, I come. At the beginning of the law it is written of me, to do your will, my God, is my delight, and your law is in my heart. I announced your righteousness in the whole church. I did not hold my tongue, Lord, that you know. I did not conceal your righteousness in my heart. Rather I published your fidelity and your succor. I did not hide your grace and fidelity from before the whole church. But you, Lord, do not cut me off from your mercies. Your mercy and your truth have always upheld me. For countless ills have closed about me. The sins I took upon me have girded me about, and they are more numerous than the hairs of my head. And my strength is failing. Lord, deign to set me free. Lord, make haste to help me. Be they confused and ashamed who seek my life to take it away. Let those turn back and be ashamed who wish me evil. Let them suffer their confusion instantly. Those scoffers who say to me, well, well, may they rejoice and be happy in you. All who seek you, and they who desire your help ever say, may the Lord be magnified. But I am hapless and poor, and the Lord has care of me. You are my helper and my protector. My God, do not delay. In the expression, sacrifice and oblation you no longer desired, and you appropriated a body for me, the most divine soul of Christ speaks anticipatively of his incarnation, in which he was to take a body in order to be propitiatory victim and abolish Levitical sacrifices. Psalm 27. A soul desirous of God. As the deer pants after the spring of water, so does my soul desire you, O God. My soul is athirst for the mighty, living God. When shall I go to contemplate the face of God? Tears are my bread day and night. While my enemies afflict me, saying, where is your God in whom you trust so much? But, in the midst of my tribulation, my soul lives in the hope of one day enjoying the sight of the face of God, and that I will praise him with jubilee, dwelling in his own house. Therefore, what saddens you, my soul? Why are you troubled? Hope in him, for the day will come for you to praise your God and Savior eternally, and he will be your salvation. In the expression, so does my soul desire you, O God. My soul is athirst for the mighty, living God, is foretold the eagerness of Christ on the cross for his human nature to be freed from the passible state which made that nature the target of the Father's holy wrath, and thus be consoled by him. Psalm 28. Nuptial chant of the Messias espousal with the Church. A lovely song of praise overflows from my heart, that I shall sing to the eternal King of glory. May my tongue be a quill swift to utter it. Most beautiful are you, O Christ, above the sons of men, poured out in supreme fullness is grace upon your lips. Since God the Father Almighty sanctified you forever, gird on your sword, most valiant King, and with lance couched, ride out with your gallant seemliness. Advance prosperously over your domains. Reign by means of truth, meekness and justice, and with your right hand admirably govern all. Sharp are your arrows in the hearts of your enemies. At your feet all peoples yield. Your throne, O heavenly King, is forever, eternal. The scepter of your kingdom, model of uprightness. You love righteousness and detest iniquity, so that God the Almighty Father anointed you eternal High Priest, and King of Kings. Your regal vestments exhale myrrh, aloe and cinnamon, and this most agreeable aroma transcends the universe. From the heavenly palace in which you dwell, at your right, O Christ, is the Queen of Heaven, your choicest spouse, bedecked in golden attire, crowned with finest gold, and adorned with the richest variety of jewelry. Grace is poured out upon her lips. All the glory of the lofty Queen, daughter of God the Father, is within her soul, being temple and tabernacle of the Most Holy Trinity. In the heavenly palace, the King of Kings is honored by creatures, the blessed souls, whom he has adopted as his own daughters. God the Father invites each soul to take part in the royal nuptials, saying, listen, daughter, look, incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's home, and dress yourself in your best finery. And the King will be captivated by your loveliness, and he will be the spouse you are to serve. Many souls will come to the palace of the King of Kings to be betrothed to him, and will be brought before the royal throne by the heavenly Queen and choicest spouse. With great joy and excitement, many of those born of flesh and blood will be born in the order of grace, and will be considered children of the King. O Lord, your name shall be remembered by those who are yours from generation to generation, and they will praise you forever. Psalm 29. Christ's eternal reign. All peoples, clap your hands. Make God welcome with gladsome voices. Because the Lord is exalted, terrible, the great King over the whole earth. He subjects our enemies beneath our feet. He gave us as inheritance the beauty of the church he loves. God ascended into heaven amid cries of gladness, and the Lord to the sound of trumpets. Sing to the Lord, sing. Sing psalms to our King, sing psalms. Because God is King over all the earth, praise him with psalms. God reigns over the nations. God is seated upon his holy throne. The princes of the people are subject to him. Because God is Lord of all, and his name is exalted without measure. The expressions, God ascended into heaven amid cries of gladness, and the Lord to the sound of trumpets. Because God is King over all the earth, God reigns over the nations, God is seated upon his holy throne, refer to the admirable ascension of Christ into heaven, and to his eternal reign. Psalm 30. The coming of Christ as supreme judge. The Lord God spoke, and called the earth. From Sion the glory of his beauty shone. From Orient as far as Occident. God comes with great power and majesty, and will not be silent. Fire will be kindled at his presence. And round about him fierce tempest. From above he will summon all. In order to judge his people. First he will say, Let my saints gather. Who formed alliance with me? Through sacrifice. And the heavens will announce their righteousness. Inasmuch as God is supreme judge. Afterwards, God will say to the ungodly, You have detested my teachings. And have disregarded my commandments. When you saw a thief you went his way. And with adulterers you came to agreement. Your lips abounded in ill will. And your tongue schemed frauds. You sat together to speak against your brother. And covered him with opprobrium. This you did. And am I to remain silent? I convict you of sin. And shame you for it eternally. Let those of you forgetful of God understand, then. Lest death come upon you. And afterwards there be no salvation for you. Whoever offers sacrifices of praise, honors him. And to whoever keeps his law, God will show his salvation. Psalm 31. Prayer of a repentant sinner. Have pity on me, O God. According to your infinite mercy. According to the greatness of your pity, blot out my sin. Wash me yet more of my guilt. And cleanse me of my iniquity. Because I acknowledge the gravity of my sin. Which I have always before me. Against you alone have I sinned, Lord. And done what is evil in your sight. And you have permitted it so that. Humbled by my pride. I acknowledge that your judgment of me is upright. And your sentence just. But take into account, Lord. That my mother conceived me in sin. And that I was born in guilt. However, this surely does not attenuate my guilt. Since I know you love the truth. And have taught me wisdom to do what is right. Sprinkle me, O Lord, with your grace, and I will be cleansed. Wash me, and I will become whiter than snow. Fill me with your joy and happiness. And my downcast bones will be gladsome. Turn your countenance away from my sins. And forget all my faults. Regenerate me, O Lord, with a pure heart. And renew me with an upright spirit. Cast me not from your countenance. That my soul be not deprived of your Holy Ghost. Return to me the happiness of your salvation. And comfort me with the spirit of your grace. I will show your ways to wrongdoers. And the ungodly shall be converted to you. From now on I will instruct the wicked. In your upright ways. And sinners shall be converted to you. Open, Lord, my lips. And my tongue will announce your praise. For sacrifices avail me nothing. If I am unrepentant of my sins. For no sacrifice is pleasing to God. If not accompanied. By a contrite and humbled heart. Because you, O my God, do not despise. One who shows sincere repentance. Psalm 32. Prayer in demand of divine assistance. Take pity, my God. Take pity on me because my soul trusts in you. And I take refuge beneath the shadow of your wings. Until the tempest passes. I will cry out to God Most High. To the God who favors me. To the God who heaped goods upon me. Since from heaven he sent his favor. And delivered me from my enemies, confounding them. God sent his mercy and truth. And set my soul free from ferocious lions. Among whom I live disquieted. For such is the greed of the children of darkness. That their teeth are lances and darts. And their tongues whetted swords. May you, O God, be extolled above the heavens. And your glory be published throughout the earth. O God, my enemies have laid a snare at my feet. And have brought my soul down low that it might succumb. Then they dug out a pit before me. But were themselves cast in. My heart is all ready, O my God. To glorify you with canticles and psalms. Awake, my soul, and with psaltery and zither. Glorify your God from dawn. O Lord, I will praise you amid the peoples. And sing psalms to you among the nations. Because your mercy has been magnified to the heavens. And your truth to the skies. May you, O God, be extolled above the heavens, and your glory be published throughout the earth. Psalm 33. A soul athirst for God. My God, my God. From dawn I eagerly seek you. My soul is athirst for you. And my flesh, a quiver, desires you. Over arid land, tortuous and parched, I will present myself in your sacred temple, that you may make your grace and virtue felt in my soul. And because your grace is better than life, my lips will praise you. And I will bless you in my days. And at your name I will raise my hands aloft. Send, Lord, upon my soul the sweetness of your solace. And with joyful lips my mouth will praise you. When on my couch I remember you, and early in the morning meditate upon you. Because you are my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul is fast bound to you, and your right hand sustains me. When my enemies seek to bring my soul to ruin, they will be overcome by your sword, and be cast into the abyss, to be fodder of their own wrongdoing. But I will rejoice in my God, and in him all who acknowledge him shall glory. And the mouths of those who speak villainies shall be silenced. Psalm 34. Thanksgiving Orison. Acclaim God, peoples of earth. Sing the glory of his name. Pay him fitting tribute of praise. Say to God, how admirable are your works. At the magnitude of your power, your enemies must yield. Let the whole earth adore you, and intone hymns to your name. Come everyone, and see the works of God. Wonders he performed among the children of men. He converted the sea into dry land. Dry shod they crossed the river. Let us, then, rejoice in him. The Lord God dominates forever by his power. And his eyes observe all the nations. And rebels shall be abased in their pride. Bless our God, you nations. Let the sound of our praise be heard. He gives life to our soul. And does not let our feet slip up. You, O God, have tried us. By fire you have refined us. As silver is refined. You have permitted that we be tempted. And that upon our backs trials weigh upon us. You have permitted others to subjugate us. But after passing us through fire and water, you gave us refreshment and repose. Listen, all you who fear God. And I will sing the great things he has done to my soul. To him I cried out with my lips. And exalted him with my tongue. However, if I had proceeded basely, the Lord would not have listened to me. But God heard me, and hearkened to the call of my prayer. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withdraw his mercy from me. Psalm 35. Prayer of Christ on the cross in his dark night. Save me, O my God, because bitter waters inundate my soul. I am engulfed in the profound and foul-smelling quagmire of others' sins which I have taken upon myself. And my body is hung up, without finding support from any firm hold. I have reached the nadir of my dolors, amid a troubled ocean of threats, injuries and blasphemies. Fatigued, I cry out to you, O my Father. My throat has become hoarse, and my eyes weakened, awaiting the solace of my God. Those who hate me without reason have multiplied more than the hairs of my head. And the enemies who unjustly persecute me have grown in vigor. I am innocent in this cause, and nonetheless I have to pay, like a vile and detestable culprit, for offenses I never committed. You, my God, know well that I take upon myself these sins, as victim gratifying to you. O God of Israel and Lord of hosts, may my own who hope in you not be ashamed of my humiliation and ignominy. Nor may my own who seek you turn away their faltering eyes. Listen, for the cause of your honor and glory, I suffer this ignominious affront. My countenance covered with confusion. By those of my own people I am taken to be a stranger and an alien. As zeal for your house consumed me, the affronts of those who offended you recoiled upon me. And because my soul became subject to affliction, I find myself outraged by blasphemous abuse. And because my body became subject to bloody torments, I have come to be the object of sacrilegious scoffs. The pontiffs who condemned me reprove and defy me with taunts, and the populace avid for blood and death. ridicule me with scathing refrains. Hear, Lord, my prayer. And do not hide your countenance from your servant. Because I am distressed. Deliver my soul from the dark night that afflicts it. Because of my enemies. You know, O God, my opprobrium. My confusion and my shame. In your sight are all who afflict me. My heart expected from them insult and misery. I hoped that someone would sorrow with me. But there was no one. And that someone might console me, but I found no one. They gave me gall for food. And in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. This food of opprobrium which they offered me will one day be for them their own noose of bondage. For this ungodly people shall fall into the power of its enemies. One day when they celebrate their great festivities, and their eyes will be darkened in such a way that, seeing the truth, they will not acknowledge it. And they shall evermore be under the yoke of other peoples. For you, O Lord, will pour your anger out upon them. Faced with their obstinacy and wrongdoing, their dwelling will be left deserted. And no one will inhabit their homes. Because they persecuted him whom you struck, and augmented the hurt of him whom you wounded. They will heap baseness upon baseness, and refuse to enter the sheepfold of your own. Their memory will be blotted out of the book of life. Until they acknowledge their sin, and repentant, turn their eyes towards you. Psalm 36. Exaltation of Christ as Supreme Judge. We shall praise you, O God. We shall praise and invoke your name, and sing your wonders. And the Lord says, when the time designated by me arrives, I will judge according to my strict justice. The earth and the ungodly who dwell thereon shall be fuel for devouring fire. However, at the same time, I will renew the face of the earth and make secure the terrestrial globe. In view of these words of the Lord, I said to the wrongdoers, seek not to do wrong. And to the arrogant, seek not to exalt your power. Seek not to raise your pride aloft, nor speak wickedly against God. Because, neither those from Orient nor from Occident, nor those from the desert crags, shall escape the justice of God. Because he is a most just God, who humbles the proud, and exalts the humble. Because in the Lord's hand is the chalice of mercy for those who serve him, and the chalice of his wrath for those who defy him. And in this manner, God will shatter the pride of the ungodly, and the horns of the just will be exalted. And your praises, O Lord, will be published forever and ever. In the expression, the horns of the just will be exalted, is foretold the episode on Calvary in which the soldiers, induced by the Sanhedrin, fixed three horns onto the crown of thorns on Christ's head, for greater mockery and ridicule of the most divine culprit. Psalm 37. Hope in the divine Redeemer. Lord, you blessed your people and brought them out of captivity. Pardon their faults and covered up all their sins. You mitigated your anger and withdrew from them your indignation. Restore us, then, O my God, and set aside your indignation against us. Will you perchance be incensed with us forever? Or will you prolong your anger from generation to generation? O God, once again you will give us life, and your people shall rejoice in you. Show us, Lord, your mercy, and we shall be saved. I will hear what the Lord God may tell me, because doubtless he speaks of peace for his people, and for his saints, and for those who are truly converted. The salvation of the Lord is close at hand, for those who fear him, because he will inhabit our land, manifesting his glory. Then mercy and truth will go hand in hand, and justice and peace will be joined together. Truth was born of the earth, and justice looked down from heaven, because the Lord will show his complacency, and our land will bring forth its fruit. Justice shall go before him, and show the way that all should follow. The expression, truth was born of the earth, has the following meaning: Christ calls himself the truth, and was born of the earth which is Mary, for he became incarnate in her most pure womb. Moreover, when in the work of creation it is said that God created heaven and earth, in the word earth is indicated, principally, the earth which is the divine soul of Mary, created immediately after the heaven which is the most divine soul of Christ. Psalm 38. A righteous man's prayer in trial. Incline your ear, Lord, and hear me, because I am destitute and poor. Keep my soul, for I am holy. Save, My God, your servant, who hopes in you. Lord, have mercy upon me. For I have cried out to you all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant. Because to you, Lord, I lifted up my soul. Because you, Lord, are gentle and mild. And rich in mercy. Towards all who invoke you. Hear, Lord, my prayer. And heed the call of my entreaty. In the day of my trial I called out to you. Because you always heard me. There is nothing comparable to you, Lord. Nor any work comparable to your works. All who avail themselves of your grace will come. And adore you, Lord. And glorify your name. For you are great, and work wonders. You alone are God. Guide me, Lord, along your way, and I will keep to your truth. Direct my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, my Lord God, with my whole heart. And glorify your name eternally. Because your mercy is great towards me. And you deliver my soul from eternal death. O God! The proud rose up against me. And a throng of the mighty sought my soul to bring it to ruin. And they do not consider their wrongdoing to be so grievous in your eyes. But you, Lord God, are compassionate and merciful, long-suffering, of much mercy, and truthful. Turn your eyes towards me, and have mercy upon me. Give your own fortitude to your servant, and keep safe the son of the slave. Give me a sign of your favor, that those who detest me may see, and be discomfited. Since you, Lord, have helped me, and have consoled me. The expression keep my soul, for I am holy, is proof that at that moment David enjoyed in his soul the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. By the expression, keep safe the son of the slave, Mary's maternity over the church is referred to, since the Virgin, in her deepest humility, said to Archangel Saint Gabriel, behold the slave of the Lord. Psalm 39. Mary, Mother of the Church. Her foundations in the hallowed mounts. The Lord loves her who is gate of heaven. Above all the other righteous. Glorious things have been said of you. O Mary, mystical city of God. Perchance will it not be said of you as well. The Son of Man was born of her. By the power of the Most High. The Lord will inscribe in the book of life. Those who were reborn in Christ through Mary. And all who avail themselves of her. Will live in holy joy. The expression, her foundations in the hallowed mounts, refers to Mary's espousal to Christ and her enthronement in the Most Holy Trinity. Psalm 40. Praise to God Most High. Right it is to praise the Lord. And sing psalms to the name of God Most High. At morn proclaim His mercy. And at night His truth. With songs from the Psalter. To the sound of lute, zither and lyre. For as you delight me, Lord. By the works of your hands. In them I rejoice. So, how magnificent are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. The insensate man does not comprehend this. And the fool does not understand. All the ungodly, though they flourish like grass, if they persist in wrongdoing, shall perish forever at your hands. Because you, Lord, are eternally most high. Your enemies, then, shall perish, Lord. And all those who do wrong shall be undone. O my God! You increased my strength exceedingly. And in my old age have anointed me. With the vigor of youth. For my eyes looked on with scorn. At your enemies' wrongdoing. And my ears hear with joy. The ruin of those who rise up against you. But yet the just will flourish like the palm tree. And will grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Since those who are planted in the vineyard of the Lord. Will flourish in the kingdom of God. Bear fruit even in old age. And be full of spirit to proclaim. How upright is the Lord our God. And that in him there is no injustice. Psalm 41. Vision of the Messianic kingdom on earth. The Lord reigned. He vested himself in beauty. The Lord vested and girded himself with fortitude. Because he made the whole wide earth firm. Which will no longer be shaken. And he who eternally is. In her made his throne secure. From the superabundance of living waters. The rivers of grace overflow. And their billows engulf all. Wonderful it is to contemplate. The magnificence of your kingdom. Wonderful in the heights are you. Lord, Creator God. Your promises, Lord. Are ever worthy of all credit. Therefore, holiness again becomes. adornment of your creation, for many days and forever. Psalm 42. Exhortation to adore God. Come, let us rejoice in the Lord. Let us sing gladly to God our Saviour. Let us come into His presence with praise. And with psalms sing merrily to Him. Because the Lord God is great. And King over all things. Because in His hands are all the confines of the earth. His, the mountains and the seas. Since He created all the earth from nothing. Come, come then, let us adore. And prostrate ourselves on our knees. Before the Lord who made us. Because He is our Lord. And we the people of His lineage. The sheep of His fold. If only you would always hear His voice. For the Lord says. Do not harden your hearts. As came to pass in the desert. When your fathers provoked me to anger. Even though they had seen my works. For 40 years I was displeased. With that generation. And said, the heart of this people. Is always astray. Therefore in my indignation I swore. They will not enter the land of rest. Psalm 43. Universal song of praise to God for the triumph. Of the Messias on the cross. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Announce His salvation day by day. Proclaim amid the nations His glory. And in all their peoples, His wonders. Because great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Powerful, mighty, and terrible. All the idols of the nations are demons. Since only the Lord God of hosts is the one who made the heavens. He is full of glory, majesty and beauty. Holiness and magnificence. Abide in His heavenly mansion. All nations, pay tribute of glory and honor to the Lord. Pay tribute to the Lord of the praise due to His name. Offer sacrifices to the Lord. And adore Him with great ceremony. Let the whole earth tremble in His presence. Say among the nations. The Lord reigned on the tree of the cross. By the triumph of His passion and death. And continues reigning in His church. He lovingly cares for the orb. So that it may not succumb. And governs the peoples in equity. Be happy, heavens, let the earth rejoice. Let the sea and all within. Display its glee. Let the countryside and all within. Leap for joy. And when the glorious second coming of Christ arrives, the whole multitude of the saved shall rejoice at the sight of the Lord on His way. Then He will publicly judge the reprobate and establish His messianic kingdom on earth for the felicity and holiness of its inhabitants. Psalm 44. The last judgment and messianic kingdom. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the teeming islands be glad. Cloud and obscurity round about Him. Justice and judgment are the stay of His throne. Fire will go out before Him. And will blaze about His enemies. His lightning flashes will illuminate the whole earth. The earth saw them, and was shaken. The mountains, like wax, melted at the sight of the Lord. At the sight of the Lord, all the earth. The heavens announced His justice. And all people saw His glory. Let shame cover all who adore simulacra. And who glory in falsehood. Adore Him all His angels. His holy church heard, and was overjoyed. And the righteous rejoiced at Your judgments, Lord. Because You are the Lord Most High. Over all the earth. In great manner are You. Exalted above all things. You who love the Lord. Detest evil as does He. The Lord keeps the souls of His saints. And frees them from the hand of the ungodly. Light is born to the righteous. And joy to the upright of heart. Rejoice, righteous, in the Lord. And praise the memory of His holiness. These verses are beautiful expressions of the happiness of the messianic kingdom, in which all the gifts and graces man lost by the first sin will be re-established. To earth will return again with greater intensity the happiness of paradise and the eternal confirmation of man's salvation, as the psalm well expresses, light is born to the righteous, and joy to the upright of heart. Psalm 45. The Messias, victor over the demon, sin and death. Sing to the Lord a new song. Because He did wonders by His doctrine and miracles. By the power of His right hand He triumphed over death. And by that of His holy arm, vanquished His enemies. The Lord made known the Saviour. In the sight of the nations He revealed His justice. He remembered His mercy, and His promise. made to the house of Israel. All the confines of the earth saw the Saviour, our Lord, and God. Sing joyfully to God all the earth. Sing, leap for joy and play psalms. Play psalms to the Lord with zither and to the sound of the psaltery, with trumpets and to the sound of the cornet. Sing joyfully in the presence of Him who is King and Lord. Let the sea surge joyfully, and all that is within her depths. Let the whole wide earth be rapturous, and those who dwell upon her. The rivers will acclaim with applause. Together the mountains will rejoice at the sight of the Lord, because He has come to judge the earth. He will judge the whole wide earth in justice, and the peoples in equity. The expressions, "the rivers will acclaim with applause, together the mountains will rejoice," refer to the messianic kingdom, since nature, which until then shall groan with birth pangs, will exult with happiness. And the expression, "He will judge the whole wide earth in justice and the peoples in equity," refers to the last judgment. Psalm 46. Praise of Divine Mercies. Bless the Lord, my soul. And let all that is within me bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul. And forget not a single one of His benefits. He forgives all sins. He cures all illnesses. He rescues souls from death. And heaps grace and mercy upon them. He satisfies your yearnings with good things. And renews you by His grace. The Lord is merciful. And does justice to all who suffer grievances. He gave Moses knowledge of the way of His holy law. And to the children of Israel gave clear proofs that it was His will they keep the law. Compassionate and merciful is the Lord. Most patient and clement. He does not look with indignation at the contrite heart, but forgets the punishment deserved. He does not treat us as our sins warrant, nor chastise us according to their grievousness. Since His mercy is infinitely greater towards those who fear Him than heaven is far from earth, and the forgetfulness of our sins forgiven infinitely greater than Orient is far from Occident. If a father is kindly towards his children, infinitely more so is the Lord towards those who fear Him. For He knows the frailty of our fallen nature, and that we are dust, like hay which, scarcely in flower, is cut, and withers. The mortal life of man is brief, since the soul is in the body fleetingly. And, when she leaves, the body will not subsist. However, though the life of man is but short, and quite replete with misery, not on this account will the mercy of the Lord cease to shine eternally upon those who fear Him, nor His justice upon those who keep His covenant, and bear His commandments in mind, to observe them. The Lord has set up His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom dominates out over the universe. Bless the Lord all His angels, who are powerful in strength, who obey the sound of His orders, and execute His words with promptitude. Bless the Lord all angelic hosts, who minister in His service to do His will. Bless the Lord all His works, the length and breadth of His empire. Bless, my soul, the Lord. Psalm 47. Song to God in thanksgiving for the work of creation. Bless the Lord, my soul. My Lord God, how exalted and mighty You are, clothed in majesty and glory, and vested in refulgent light. You created the divine souls of Christ and Mary before any other thing. You created the universe as exposition of all Your works, and enveloped it in suave and delicate covering of sublime fire, air and water. You created the angelic spirits as ministers to convey the fire of Your love and the fire of Your holy wrath. You created the earth on firm base, thus not to be shaken from its foundations. You adorned it with spacious seas, lofty mountains, lush valleys, all in admirable order and harmony. On the earth You created all species of animals and plants, and peopled it with minerals in their sundry and profuse varieties, and formed man to Your own image and likeness. You made clear wellsprings flow down the valleys, and gush forth from the hills, to quench the thirst of the beasts of the field, and the birds of the air that sing amid the boughs. You, Lord, made the earth fruitful, to produce what is necessary for the sustenance of beasts, and every kind of fruit for man's nourishment. From wheat He draws the daily bread which strengthens him, From the vineyard, the wine which gladdens his heart. And from the olive, the oil. For salutary balms. The trees of the fields give shelter to the birds. The high Sierra, to the deer. The rocky crags, to the rabbits. The moon also, Lord, is your work. And with its waxing and waning, differentiates the times. You also created the sun in the heavens, as principal luminary of the universe. At sunset, you spread darkness about, and it becomes night, during which the beasts of the forest stalk around, and the lion whelps roar for their prey, asking their food of God in this way. At sunrise man begins his labor, and by the sweat of his brow, earns his bread until evening. How magnificent are your works, O Lord! You did all with infinite wisdom. Full is the earth of your creatures. Admirable is the spacious sea created by you, inhabited by every kind of fish, large and small. Over it the ships pass by. All creatures of the universe depend on your providence. And while you magnanimously care for them, they receive from your hands the vigor to subsist. And when you withdraw your face from them and deprive them of your breath, they faint away and return to dust. O Lord, send your creating and vivifying spirit, so that our souls be regenerated by grace, and the face of the earth be renewed. May you be glorified, then, Lord God Almighty, for ever and ever. Take pleasure, Lord, in your own works. You gaze at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the hills, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing psalms to my God whilst I exist. Let my song be gratifying to you. For I delight in you, my Lord. Be they confounded, if they persist in their sin, those who do wrong. And you, my soul, bless the Lord. For ever and ever. Amen. Psalm 48. Prophecy on Judas Iscariot, the traitor apostle. O my God, come out in defense of me, your only begotten. Because the lips of the impious, the lips of the traitor have opened against me. He has spoken against me with deceitful tongue, and has opposed me without cause. Instead of loving me, he spoke ill of me. But I prayed to you for him. He repaid me ill for good, and hatred for love. He is under the dominion of the evil one, and has Satan at his right. When he shall be judged, he will be irremediably damned. Since his obstinacy and impiety is irreversible, his hours are numbered. After his death let another take his bishopric. Psalm 49. Christ the King, eternal High Priest. The Lord God said to the Messias, my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I place your enemies as a footstool at your feet. O Christ, from Zion the Lord will cause to issue the scepter of your power. May you rule in the midst of your enemies. To you pertains the principality over every work. Since your most divine soul has been created with fullness of sanctity, before any other thing existed, the Lord swore irrevocably on anointing his son the Messias, saying, eternal priest are you. According to the order of Melchizedek, your anointed, O my Lord and God, is at your right hand. On the day of his anger, he will shatter the pride of the powerful, judge the nations, banish impiety forever, and chastise unbowed heads by sentence of damnation. From the torrent he will drink along the way. Accordingly, God will exalt his head. In the expression, from the torrent he will drink along the way, is foretold the episode during Christ's passion in which the mob cast him from the bridge into the Cedron brook for him to satisfy his thirst as though he were an animal, thus mocking him. Psalm 50. The righteous man's virtues and recompense. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord and delights in the observance of his commandments. Powerful on earth will his descendants be, since the lineage of the righteous will be blessed. Glory and riches will be in his household, and virtue will always accompany him. The light of the merciful God, compassionate and just, shines amid the darkness for those of upright heart. Blessed is the man who is compassionate and benevolent towards his neighbor, and is discreet in his words, since the edifice of his virtue will not be shaken. He will always have his memory fixed on eternal things, and will not fear on hearing of adversities. his heart will always be ready to hope in the Lord, and in him will be assured of triumph over his enemies. Blessed is the man who shares out his goods among the poor with open hands, since his munificence will endure eternally, and his fortitude will be crowned with imperishable glory. When the ungodly sees the exaltation of the righteous, his teeth will gnash with fury. He will molder within out of envy, since his iniquitous plans shall remain forever frustrated. Psalm 51. Praise to the Most High. Praise the Lord, vassals. Praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, now and forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting. May the name of the Lord be praised. Exalted is the Lord over all nations, since his glory is above the heavens. Who is like unto our Lord God? Who dwells in the heights and attends to the lowly things of heaven and of earth? He raises the destitute from the earth and lifts the impoverished up from the dung, in order to place him among the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman fecund, so that she rejoices seeing herself become the mother of children. Psalm 52. Thanksgiving to the Lord. I will praise the Lord, my God, because he has heard the voice of my prayer, since he has turned his ear towards me. Whenever I have invoked him, pangs of death came about my soul, and the threat of hell beset me. Trial and grief overwhelmed me. Then I invoked the name of the Lord, saying, O Lord, save my soul. Merciful, just and compassionate is the Lord. The Lord keeps the simple of heart. Since I found myself downcast, and he delivered me, let peace be yours again, my soul, because the Lord has done good by you. He has freed my soul from eternal death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will always thank the Lord for his kindnesses whilst I live. Psalm 53. Praise to God. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye peoples, because he has confirmed his mercy upon us, and the truth of the Lord will endure forever. Psalm 54. Thanksgiving canticle to the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is forever. Let those who fear the Lord declare his goodness, as his mercy is forever. Amid trials I invoke the Lord, and he heard me with great benevolence. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear the snares of the ungodly man. The Lord is my helper, and my enemies will be confounded. It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to hope in the Lord than to hope in the mighty. All the enemies of my soul came up about me, but I cast them down in the name of the Lord my God. They swarmed about me like bees, eager like fire in brushwood, but I cast them down in the name of the Lord my God. They pushed me violently to make me fall, but the Lord was my stay. The Lord is my strength, my praise and my salvation. Cries of jubilee and of victory resound in the homes of the just. The right hand of the Lord has performed heroic deeds. The right hand of the Lord has filled me with virtue. I will not die, then, rather will I live and recount the Lord's works. The Lord, as Father, chastised me justly, but did not permit in me eternal death. Open for me, ministers of the Lord, the door of justification and sanctity, so that, entering thereby, I may praise the Lord. This door is my Saviour and Redeemer, and the just shall enter thereby. I will praise you, O Christ, because you have heard me and were salvation for me. The stone the builders rejected, that one has been placed as cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and is a wonderful thing in our eyes. This is the day on which the Lord redeemed us. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. O Lord, save me and give me prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You, the ministers of the Lord, bless us all, we who are of his house. God is the Lord, and to us he has manifested his light by the incarnation of the divine word, celebrated everyone with solemnity. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will extol you. I will praise you because you have heard me and were salvation for me. Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is forever. The expression, the stone the builders rejected, that one has been placed as cornerstone, has the following meaning: the stone is Christ, invisible head of his mystical body, and therefore the one who maintains intact the edifice of his church. Psalm 55. Excellence of God's law. Blessed are those who live without blemish, who keep to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who examine its precepts, in order to fulfill them with all their heart. Since those who do wrong do not keep to the way of God's law, you ordained, Lord, that your commandments be kept faithfully. I will endeavor to straighten out my ways evermore in the observance of your commands, and thus I will not be ashamed of my conduct. When I examine the precepts of your holy law, I will praise you, O Lord, with an upright heart, because you have taught me what is righteous in your eyes. O my God and Lord, I will faithfully observe your law. Do not forsake me. How will I keep my life pure? By observing your words. Lord, with my whole heart I seek you. Do not permit me to stray from your commandments. Your word is ever present in my heart, so as not to sin against you. Blessed are you, Lord, my God. Instruct me in your holy law. With my lips I go about reciting all the precepts from your lips. In the ways of your commandments I delight, since in them are contained all riches. I will train myself in your commandments and contemplate your ways. In your laws I will meditate. I shall not forget your words. Show me, Lord, the way of your holy law, that I may always scrutinize it and examine it with care. Give me understanding to scrutinize your law uprightly, and I will keep it with my whole heart. Guide me along the way of your commands, because that is the path I wish to follow. Incline my heart to your ordinances, that I may not become avaricious. Withdraw my eyes from all that may induce me to vanity, and give me life in the observance of your law. Lord, secure your word ever firmer in your servant, through holy fear. Set far from me the dishonor which sin implies, for your precepts are delightful. See that I desire your commandments. Ordain that, keeping them, I may live in your righteousness. Wonderful, Lord, are your precepts. Hence my soul keeps them. The explication of your words enlightens and gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and breathe in your law, because I desire to fulfill its precepts. Look upon me and have pity on me, as you do on those who love your name. Guide my steps according to your word, and let no evil dominate me. Deliver me from those who put pressure on me not to keep your commandments. Show to your servant your serene face, and teach him your commands. Streams of tears pour from my eyes, because your law is not observed by the ungodly. You are just, Lord, and upright are your judgments. With justice you impose your precepts, and your truth with precision. My zeal consumes me, because your enemies forget your words. Very enlightening is your word, and your servant loves it. Petty and despicable am I, but I do not forget your precepts. Your justice is eternal justice, and your law is firmest truth. When trials and anguish come upon me, your commandments are my delight. Your commandments are eternally equity itself. Give me understanding to know them well, and my soul shall live on account of truth and righteousness. The mighty have persecuted me unjustly, but my heart has kept firm in your holy fear. I find my joy only in your law. I delight in your words, like one who has found rich spoils. I loathe and detest wrongdoing, since I love your holy law. Many times a day, my soul pays you tribute of praise for your upright judgments. Those who love your law enjoy great peace, and you deliver them from painful falls. I await your salvation, Lord, and I love your commandments. My soul keeps your precepts, and ardently loves them. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, since my ways are upright before you. Let my clamor reach you, Lord, and instruct me according to your word. Let my prayer reach you. Deliver me according to your pledge. My lips brim over in hymns of praise towards you, because you teach me your laws. Let my tongue proclaim your word, because all your commandments are righteousness. Your hand is ready to save me, for I have chosen your precepts. Lord, I vehemently yearn for my salvation. And your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and praise you. And let your statutes be my stay. If again I become wayward, like a strayed sheep, seek out your servant yet again, so that he remember your commandments, and faithfully keep them. Psalm 56. The Lord is my help. I will raise up my eyes to heaven. From whence my succor shall come. My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not permit my foot to falter, nor my keeper to drowse. See, he will neither drowse nor slumber. Who keeps the church? The Lord preserves me. The Lord is my safeguard. For he is at my side minding me. By day the sun will not scorch me, nor the moon by night benumb me. The Lord preserves me from all evil. May the Lord preserve my soul. May the Lord preserve my comings and goings, now and forevermore. Psalm 57. Prayer of one disparaged because of his virtue. I raise my eyes up to you, Lord, who dwell in the heavens. As the servant's eyes are attentive to the hands of their masters, and the maid's eyes to the hands of their mistresses, so are my eyes attentive to the Lord my God, until he should take pity upon me. Have mercy on me, Lord, because I am loaded with scorn, because my soul is exceedingly wearied of mockery from the lovers of this world, and of disdain from the proud. Psalm 58. God's special providence for virtuous families. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain will the builders labor. If the Lord does not guard the city, in vain will the sentry keep watch. If the Lord does not mind us, in vain will we retire at a late hour, and rise before dawn, out of concern for what we are to eat. Let us arise, then, after our well-earned rest, we who eat the bread of hard toil. Since God, our Father, is he who watches while we sleep, and concerns himself that we do not lack the sustenance we require to live. Understand, O parents, that inheritance of the Lord are your children, and the fruit of the womb, his bestowal, like arrows shot by a valiant warrior, with firm and practiced hand. Thus good children will act in defense of their aged parents. Bless the married couples who have fulfilled their duty to give children to God. For they will not be ashamed of this when God comes to demand accounts of all on the day of judgment. Psalm 59. Happiness of the virtuous father. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord and walks in his ways, because he will eat to the full of the work of his hands and will be happy and prosper. His wife will be like a prolific vine, attending to his household, his children like shoots of the olive tree around his table. Thus then shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from heaven, and so heap good things upon you all the days of your life, that you may live in peace and see the children of your children's children. Psalm 60. Cry to God from the soul's very depths. From out of the very depths I call to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. May your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. Lord, if you should remember the grievousness of my faults, who shall withstand your justice? But your tendency is to pardon, and because of your mercy I have hoped in you. My soul trusts in your word. My soul hopes in the Lord, from morning until night. Because in the Lord my God there is mercy, and in him superabundant redemption. Psalm 61. Majesty of the Divine King. I will exalt you, O my King, my Lord and my God. And each day I will bless your name forevermore. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise, and infinite his magnificence. Generation upon generation will praise your works and proclaim your might. They will exalt the majesty of your holy glory and broadcast your marvels. They will ponder the power of your wonderful doings and recount your grandeur. They will proclaim your infinite bounty and kindliness and leap with gladness at your justice. Compassionate and mild is the Lord my God, slow to anger and rich in mercy. Gentle is the Lord to everyone, and merciful towards all his works. Let all your creatures praise you, Lord, and your saints bless you. The glory of your kingdom shall always be proclaimed and your power exalted, so that all men attain to the knowledge of your power and of the glorious magnificence of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and your dominion lasts for all generations. Faithful is the Lord in all his words, and holy in all his works. The Lord raises up all those who fall, and straightens up all those who go astray. The eyes of all hope in you, my Lord and God, and you give them nourishment in due season. You open your hand, and fill every creature with blessings. Just is the Lord in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all those who call upon him, to all those who call upon him with sincerity. He is anxious to satisfy the desires of those who fear him. He will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord keeps all those who love him, and annihilates all who persist in impiety. My lips utter praises to the Lord, my God. And let everyone bless his holy name, forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 62. Invitation to all creatures to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you who are in heaven. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, shining stars. Praise him, heaven of heavens, and all the waters that are above the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and all things were created. And he established them so that they could subsist forever, and set up order in them, through laws which never cease to be obeyed. Praise the Lord, all you that are on earth, whales and all other fish that teem in the seas. Fire, hail, snow, ice, wind, rain and tempest. Mountains, and every hill. Fruit trees, and every other plant. Beasts and all livestock. Reptiles and winged birds. Kings, princes and judges of earth. And all peoples. Aged, youths and children. Let everyone praise the name of the Lord. Because his name alone is admirable. His glory shines out over heaven and earth. And he exalts the might of his people. Sing, all his saints, hymns of praise. Sing, children of the church, his beloved sheepfold. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.